This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
That you control, and 603-283-6160 is the phone number to call. Please call in if you have anything you want to talk about. It makes the show fun. It's 603-283-6160. And with you in the studio tonight, it's me, Bonnie.
Riley.
And Nikki.
Please do call in. We love stimulating conversation. It's fun to talk with Nikki and Bonnie, but, you know, sometimes it's fun to talk to you, too.
Yeah, I always like changes up the conversation. I do have a new thing I want to tell you about. It's Fork Fest 2024.
Yay!
What is Fork Fest? Well, join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 13th through the 16th for the 8th annual Fork Fest at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. Fork Fest is a fork of the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which has sold out in recent years. Fork Fest happens the weekend before the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Fork Fest is decentralized, which means that there's no ticket cost and no one is in charge. All you have to do to join the fun is reserve your camping site, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 13th through the 16th. You can find out more at the unofficial website, Forkfest.party. You can also connect with other attendees on the Forkfest Telegram and Matrix chat rooms, as well as the Forkfest forum. You can find links to those at Forkfest.party. We hope to see you there June 13th through the 16th. Forkfest.party.
I know what Forkfest is, but I was just going to make a joke that, you know, is Forkfest where we bring forks and have fun?
So everybody's like, Pork Fest, is that like a barbecue?
Yeah, that does sound
like
that.
No, that's the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Like a pig roast or something?
Wait, and when I first heard them talking about Fork Fest on Free Talk Live, I always was thinking, maybe like it's food related.
Yeah, like food trucks or something.
Yeah, yeah.
And it'd be fun if we had food trucks there.
And yeah. The nice thing about Fork Fest is it's different than the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It's a smaller event, and it's a fork, and the reason why it's forked off from the Porcupine Freedom Festival because over the past few years, the Porcupine Freedom Festival has gone on and off from being authoritarian to being less authoritarian and more authoritarian, and who knows where it's going to be in 2024. So it's just nice to have events where libertarians can be more relaxed and do whatever the hell they want.
Yeah, basically Forkfest is what Porkfest was like in the beginning.
Right.
I've never been to... Before it got, like, so I wasn't there either, but... I do get it. I know it's... Pork Fest is a massive festival at this point, and to be the one, like, coordinating it and, like, putting all of that together, like...
Stresses people out.
And it's like, there was some drama, right? And it's like... So, I don't know. It's just, I think it's the nature of, like, when something gets that big, it just, it's not the same. It's still an incredibly good time. I mean, I'm going to Pork Fest this year and Fork Fest.
Nice.
So I'll be there the whole time. And it's always a blast, you know, so, but it is true what Riley's saying, like, it's just so much more relaxed at Fork Fest.
Yep, I didn't attend any days of Fork Fest, but I was there walking around hanging out for one day during... Wait, your wedding was for Fork Fest, right?
Yeah.
So, yes, last year I was there for one day of Fork Fest, walking around, talking to people. It is a lot more laid back. And this year, there have been tons of people who are pledging to make Fork Fest great again. Because
Yay.
A lot of people are tired of just, you know, complaining about Pork Fest. Not that Pork Fest is really bad or anything. I had a lot of fun there last year. It's just that if somebody's in charge, quote unquote, then they're going to make decisions that someone's not going to agree with them. They've been doing that time and time again.
Mm-hmm.
Like this year, they have relegated the nudists to the back, and it just isn't a good situation for people who really want it to be like a everything goes Freedom Festival.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of conservative people who are like, well,
we can't have that Freedom Festival's too free.
Well, I think there's like, as most things, like there's just a spectrum
of
libertarianism, right? So you have like some people who are like conservatarians who don't actually really know what freedom is, or maybe they just don't care. Maybe their religion and their beliefs and their like their freedom is more important than yours, and they don't want to see you naked or smoking pot or whatever.
Yeah.
And my point is like, where does it end?
Right. I agree.
So, I feel like I'm obviously more on the anarchist side of the spectrum where, like, and I think this show kind of is a little bit more hardcore, freedom-oriented than most other people, right? So it's like, we're tough critics. It's like, you're controlling people and you're taking away... You're literally taking away people's freedom.
At a freedom festival.
I mean, like,
I want to see people have the freedom to do whatever they want with their bodies and their minds, as long as they don't interfere with my freedoms.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Don't you want to have an event that proves the things that we're all always talking about?
Yeah.
Like, that people shouldn't control other people? But...
Yeah.
Now, I may not be a fan of new people walking around a campground, but I'm not going to stop them.
Right. At first I thought I wouldn't really like it, but honestly I got used to it so fast. Like
naked people?
Okay. Yeah, just walking around talking to Jeff.
It's not like we have 100 naked people. Yeah. It's like a handful of people who are nudists.
It seems like some of them are generally, hopefully, a little more respectful and not jerks about it.
Yeah, I think like within the nudist community, I think they overall like do kind of have like just like basic boundaries set up that
they have their like rules for the campground that Jeff runs. He has his rules
posted.
Body
Freedom Village?
Yeah, that's what it's called. He has his little rules posted, like, if you're going to sit down, use a towel. I remember that one.
Yeah, I know, exactly. Like, so
I guess you got to have to clean things if you're going to sit down, right?
You know,
use a towel.
Exactly.
Keep things clean.
And they even sell their own towels. I don't know. All I was bringing it up for was to say that a lot of people want Fork Fest to be, like, this to be the best Fork Fest ever. And people have been texting me talking about organizing and ideas for starting to promote it on the air. And that's why I read the live read for Fork Fest today, because somebody reminded me of it. And Ian actually, he thought of everything, and he wrote that before he went to jail.
Good man.
Yeah.
You got a good husband, Bonnie.
Yep, definitely. And he even has had an LRN.FM, which is the radio network. You can Google LRN.FM to go to listen to Free Talk Live and other libertarian related shows on LRN.FM, and Ian's had a ad running already for Fork Fest, so yay.
Perfect.
Like, the word's been getting out a little bit. And a lot of people want to have more stuff set up next year, or this year, this coming 2024. So hopefully there will be stuff like maybe food trucks, I don't know. I'll let you know as soon as I find out and it's official. But yeah, that's forkfest.party.
I've never been to any of these festivals. I'm not a huge, huge fan of camping. I like to be on my own bed, and I don't know. We'll see what happens.
You've never been to Pork Fest?
No, I've never been to Pork Fest either. I mean, I'd like to go partly to experience it, but I don't really like camping. So
there are motel rooms on site. They're probably already sold out, but there is hotels very close by.
Yeah.
Too. So I know a lot of people who are not a fan of camping. That's kind of what they do.
I might see if I can get a hotel room if I'm really, really amping myself up to go.
I never have slept like in a tent or outside or anything, and I don't think I really could.
Honestly, you don't look like you plan on it.
I don't plan on it, for sure. I'm not saying it's like, oh, that's beneath me, and I never would. Like, it might be fun. I would rather do it by myself. Like, not by myself, but with, like, Ian and me and my dog alone than, like,
not
I don't
like
know.
A festival.
I just don't know what it is.
So I was telling Aria that I am more comfortable in my tent, like, because we have a pretty, like, cool setup. We have a sweet
lots
setup.
Lots of good stuff for it.
But I was telling her, I was like, I'm more comfortable in my tent than I am in the motel room. Yeah. And she was, like, completely dumbfounded. Like, couldn't even
That's the other thing.
It.
Like, I haven't had to sleep in the motels yet. Like, I've been in the rooms, and I don't really think I would enjoy sleeping in the motels either. So
yeah, they're pretty bad.
That's kind of a toss-up. But moving on, whenever two hosts come up with the, or come in with the same show prep, it's usually a surefire, we need to talk about this type of thing, and I don't have the exact same article as Riley, but Riley, you brought in this article about Russia LGBTQ issues happening in Russia right now.
We brought in similar stories? That's crazy.
Yeah, like I had the same
I didn't even coordinate
story.
With you, Bonnie. How did that happen?
Well, I'm honestly surprised it doesn't happen more often, but this time it did. Ian sent me this stuff, sent me that he was seeing articles on in
Ian,
about
Ian and
it.
I must be thinking alike, I guess.
Right. So you hear a lot that in Russia they're really anti-LGBT.
Yeah.
I guess I'm adding to you. It's not in this article for some reason. But, yeah. They're anti-lesbian people, gay people, bi people, and trans people. I guess you couldn't really say that the Moscow government is, like, going after questioning people. So, sure, I'll leave the Q off. I don't know. But they're raiding Moscow gay clubs right now.
Gross.
Oh, jeez.
And that's crazy. So, basically, you think about Russia a lot as being really anti-gay and trans people, but I've always heard that that's more of a myth than people make it out to be. Like, that they're not actually going and killing people or anything like that. Like, I've heard lots of gay people say that. Like, they're like, no, we could go to Russia, it'd be fine. But now they've really cranked it up, like, in this last month. So I don't really know why. Like, that seems kind of random. Like, aren't you in the middle of something else you're doing that's kind of...
Yeah, aren't you in the middle of a war with another country?
Yeah, right. Are you guys kind of busy?
Now you're going after war with your own citizens who have sex differently than you.
They're addicted to war.
Yep, definitely. It says, police in Moscow have raided several gay clubs. Local media reports a day after Russia's Supreme Court moved to outlaw, quote, the LGBT movement. So they're outlawing a movement.
Can you imagine, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. and Mrs. America, let's say that you live in an alternative reality where heterosexuality was not the norm. Where heterosexuality has been deemed as a sin for thousands of years. How dare you heterosexual couples have your sexual relationships? We need to outlaw you. This is what this is what's happening in Russia. This is what's happening in a country that, you know, is not free. And most people say that it's a horrible place for freedom.
Yep.
And yet here we are dealing with the idea that people engaging in consensual behavior, consensual, maybe sexual behavior, are being treated like criminals. How do you justify this? How do you, in your minds, justify treating consensual behavior like a criminal? Are you going to tell me that your magical holy book called the Bible says you're going to treat people like criminals because you don't agree with their sexual practices and you see them as sinners? I don't think so.
Yep.
That's crazy.
I can't imagine it. Like, imagine that we're reading an article that says, so the United States has voted to outlaw the straight movement.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It just doesn't, I just don't know why people care.
I mean,
I don't really
either.
Why, like...
Like, I could understand if they're all in your face about it and shove it in your face, but, you know, more and more, homosexuality has been embraced and treated like it's a normal, healthy thing to have gay people interact with people in society.
They literally, like, in, like, ancient, like, Greek and Roman times, like, there were literally gay people.
Oh, of course there were.
Like, there were not, like, it was, like, mentioned in ancient texts.
Yeah.
So it's not, like, I feel like a lot of people, and it was really, like, the, like, you know, Christianity that kind of, like, made that not okay, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think, like, previously it was a thing, and then it was, like, outlawed, you know, in many, many places.
I think Judaism probably really underscored the reality of gay people being bad.
Yeah, I think it probably, like, all of the Abrahamic religions,
yeah.
I think it's, like, most of them think that it's not cool. But, yeah, I don't know. I think it's touted as, like, this New Age movement, and it's like, no, like, now people can be who they are without worrying that you're going to murder them.
Yeah, because
it's really what it is.
It's like that because, like, it's, you know, people nowadays, they're like 60 years old. To them, it's like, no, it was always this way. It was always, everybody was straight.
It was fine to just
go up to little kids and be like, where's your boyfriend?
Yeah.
Heard of beautiful girl? Like, now, if you went up and said, do you have a boyfriend? To somebody's son, I would still think that's a little inappropriate because it's
like,
weird to sexualize children.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's kind of where I'm at with that, too.
But, like, old ladies think it's totally normal to go up and be like,
oh, he's such a stud. Like, you're going to be such a ladies' man. It's like, how is that?
Yeah,
not?
How's that? How's that like, not appropriate? I mean, how's that even appropriate these days?
Like, it's always been fine. I'm 60 years old.
So it's like the same. It's the same people who like have no respect for like children's boundaries and their bodies, and like make like weird comments about children. It's always those people that are like offended by adults doing things consensually. You know what I mean?
Yes.
It's just like I don't know. It's just a.
I think the big concern is, you know, with these people is it's sexual purity. They believe in a world where they got to insulate themselves from sex, from reality, from all these things because they want to view sex as sacred. Now, I have no problem if people want to view sex as sacred or whatever, but do not force your religious morals on those of us who want to enjoy sex, who want to enjoy sex outside your bounds that you pretend are moral and right. For me, if I want to have sex with my girlfriend, I don't need your government, your religion, your ceremonial whatever to tell me that my girlfriend and I can have
sex. Are allowed. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is this is our relationship. We decide what our norm, what our sexual practices are going to be. And if we find them acceptable in our eyes, you don't have a right to interfere.
Yeah. Like it's a person, it's like a private issue, right? Like it's on like a personal level. And it's like, why are we making legislation about this?
It's crazy.
You know what I mean?
Just to be clear, it is Russia doing that, not the United States. But I had said, imagine if the United States outlawed straightness or whatever. But
yeah.
I just don't want the listener to get confused.
Right.
But you know what's the worst part about this? I think that Russia would be such a fun place to go to if they weren't doing stuff that was, like, really bad, like going to war with other people or other countries, Ukraine, and outlawing gay people. And I just think a gay club in Russia would be, like, one of the funniest places to ever go.
Oh, I can imagine. I mean, think of it. These people who have been so oppressed for so long are going to have a fabulous party, I'm sure.
Yeah.
It's just, like, they listen to fun techno-y music.
Yeah.
So I'm, for, like, a while, I was, like, really interested in, like, Russia and, like, the 1800s. Like,
oh.
I don't know. I was, like, researching, like, the monarchy kind of a lot for some reason. And I just got really into that. And it is, like, so sad how so much culture was just destroyed in Russia because of the introduction of communism.
Right.
Like, they burned buildings down. Like, they completely, like, stole so much of this ancient Russian culture that was, like, so vibrant. Like, there were so many, like, very intelligent, like, scholars and authors and artists. Like, there was so much going on in Russia that was so good.
Yeah.
And, like, don't get me wrong, like, I'm still not a fan of governments. So, like, the, I can't think of their last name right now, but the monarchy that was...
Like Anastasia?
Yes. Yeah, the Romanovs.
Oh, that's it.
So the people that were controlling Russia at the time, yeah, there were peasants, there were poor people, like, it wasn't all great. But what happened after they were all murdered, like, the introduction of communism in that whole span of Russia was really dark.
Yeah.
Oh, and interestingly that you bring that up, because under Hitler's Germany, art and culture were absolutely eradicated and changed.
Absolutely.
Hmm.
And
yeah.
Germany used to be a fine place to create beautiful music, but World War II and the horrible criminal, the horrible, disgusting human being, Adolf Hitler, ruined it.
Yep.
The other thing about it is, it's just I forgot what I was going to say. I'm sorry.
I forgot what the article. I was like, oh, right, yeah, we're talking about
right,
gay people
that's why
in
I
Russia,
was like,
right? Yeah.
But I had something I was going to comment on what you said, and I lost it. I'm sorry. But yeah, it's really sad. Apparently, there's 180-plus different types of cultural groups in Russia.
I mean, it's huge.
Wow.
It's a massive country. Another thing I've been researching, you know, speaking of Russia, is, and again, I forget what the town is called, but it's like Siberian Russia, like people, like how they live in Siberia, just in like such, because you can't have pipes.
Did you watch that redheaded girl's video about it?
Maybe, yeah.
There's this redheaded girl that pops up all the time for me that talks about Russia. That's how I heard
about that. I've watched, like, a lot of videos about, like, people living, like, you know, in the Arctic Circle, like, just really, really far north. But, like, the way you live is completely different because
igloos.
you can't have pipes. Well, they have, like, wooden buildings. But, but you can't, like, they're literally, they go to the river and they cut chunks of ice. Like, they just have, like, cubes of ice that they use. And, like, that's what they use for water.
Wow.
They heat it up for bathing.
They don't have any indoor plumbing?
No, they can't because the pipes will freeze. It's so cold there.
That is insane.
It's just, like, such an interesting, primitive way to live.
That sounds like a rough life. I don't know if I want to live that life.
It is so cold.
I like my modern comfort.
You can't leave your house without having, like, several layers of, like, clothes on. I mean, you'll literally freeze to death. So it's just such an interesting, primitive way of living, but people have lived there for, like, hundreds, thousands of years, you know? So
think
it's
about
very interesting.
How cold it is when you live in a place where you can't have any plumbing. Like, in Alaska, where the people live, you can have indoor plumbing.
Absolutely,
but consider how cold this is. Where I was born, Fairbanks, Alaska, there's a military base there. It got so cold that you could throw water up in the air and it would freeze before it hit the ground.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that is crazy.
And people
live
there, so it gets even colder.
Right now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's just crazy to think that it gets colder than that. Like, how do you survive? That is
crazy. It's dark all the time.
Oh,
for like half the year.
I can't imagine, like, half the year. Like, this time of year.
Yeah, talk about seasonal depression.
It's dark 24 hours a day.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Crazy.
That's completely insane.
But they also have the 24-hour-a-day sunlight, which was driving my
mom
almost
worse.
Crazy. That only happens
worse.
For a little bit.
Oh, my gosh.
I could not say that was worse, but I also wouldn't like it.
I think it'd be worse.
I think it'd be so much worse to never see the sun. I love the sun, and I honestly hate nights.
Yeah. I mean, there's definitely, like, pros and cons to everything, because people live there, so they must... Some people must like it. I follow this one girl on YouTube. I think she lives in, like, Svalbard or something, and I think it's in Finland, technically. Hmm. But it's the same sort of deal where they, you know, you're so far north that it's, like, you don't have any sunlight for a portion of the year. And she does talk about, like, why her and her boyfriend live there and why they love it there and some of the perks of living there.
Hmm. Like, Ian was telling me he has a friend in jail. And the friend is really interested in one of those three finger countries, they call it.
Norway,
I think it's Norway, actually, specifically. There's this island that's, like, up north above it that is basically an anarchist little community.
Oh,
cool.
No one wants to live there. So if you can get there and survive.
Is this the friend that Ian made?
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty funny.
He's just really interested in that, in Norway in general.
Yeah.
So he's telling Ian about
it's
that.
It's an interesting culture, for sure, over there,
It's like, if you can find a place no one wants to live, you can kind of do whatever you want, like the Mormons in Utah when they went there.
Yep.
603-283-6160. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live. You can call in with whatever's on your mind. Don't go anywhere. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA News Update. The suspect is dead and there are multiple injuries reported after a gunman opened fire on the campus of the University of Nevada, Las Vegas today. Vegas Metro Sheriff Kevin McMahill.
I want to assure the community there's no further threat. We are continuing the investigation here. This is still a very active and dynamic scene.
Being reported that three people were taken to area hospitals. House Republicans are warning of contempt of Congress charges for Hunter Biden if he refuses a closed-door deposition scheduled for next week. The chairman of the House Oversight and Judiciary Committee issued a subpoena mandating Hunter's appearance on December 13th. The threat arises as the president's son's legal counsel states Hunter is open to a public hearing but declines private questioning. Dave Collins, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Control 603-283-6160 is the phone number for you to call to get in on the conversation with us. That is 603-283-6160. And with you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Bonnie,
Riley,
and Nikki.
And I would like to thank Mike. Mike is a silver level amplifier. That means he is giving us money to amps.freetalklive.com. to help amplify, market, promote, and support the show. So thank you so much to Mike. And if you'd like to learn more about that, you can go to amps.freetalklive.com. That's amps.freetalklive.com. Find out about the perks and benefits you'll get for signing up with us, and also help to support the show. So thank you so much, Mike. Moving on, we started this article in the last segment. It's from BBC.com, titled, Russia LGBT, Police Raid Moscow Gay Clubs, Media Says. So, it's crazy what happened to these people. Just imagine, you're dancing to their, I don't know what you call it, electronic music, their techno-y type music. I don't know the specific genre they're into or anything.
I heard that, like, Russia's always, like, 30 years behind us or something. So, like, that's why they're, like, really into, like, techno and, like, yeah. Like disco and stuff like that.
Oh, wow.
Because, like, in the early 2000s, like, they just discovered disco or whatever. I don't know if that's true, but that's just, like, something that I've heard.
Well, just imagine, you're in some neon lights at a gay club, you're having fun, and police show up and they hold you there for a while.
Well, that would be horrendous.
You're in a gay club. I mean, that's crazy. It says, clubgoers were briefly held and their passports were photographed during the raids.
That's horrible. Like, their identity is practically stolen by the government.
Yep. I mean, the government said that they're making the LGBT movement outlawed.
Wow.
So one attendee told, Telegram channel Osterazano Novosti said, one attendee told the channel he feared he would be given a lengthy jail term. The police said they were searching for drugs, and that name, like, I'm just going to continue to butcher it. I'm just going to call him Owen. Owen said, city officials have not commented so far. He says, in the middle of the party, the music was stopped and police began going into the lounges. One eyewitness told the outlet, adding that foreigners were also present at the gathering in central Moscow. Sota, another Telegram channel, said three clubs were raided on Friday evening in the Russian capital. Photos and videos have emerged on social media purportedly showing a police van and officers outside one of the clubs. The raids came a day after Russia's Supreme Court... Wow, just one day. A day after Russia's Supreme Court declared what it described as LGBT movement, public movement, a extremist organization. Okay, this is written really weird. What it described as the LGBT public movement, an extremist organization, and banned its activities across the country. I mean, like, that's so vague. Like, if you just get caught kissing a girl at a party and you're a girl, are you suddenly going to be accused of being in the LGBT public movement?
It sounds like they could definitely do that. I mean, some conservatives in America would probably rejoice that we should do that here.
Yeah, exactly. So all of its activities are banned across the country. The ruling was prompted by a motion from the Justice Ministry, although no such organization exists as a legal entity. Russia's constitution was changed in 2020 to make it clear that marriage meant a union between a man and a woman. Same-sex unions are not recognized in Russia.
What right does the government have to define marriage? I mean, so here's the situation. I come from Mormonism, and Mormonism used to practice polygamy. Nowadays, however, the Mormon Church says that marriage only exists between a man and a woman. And they're defending that right or whatever, and not allowing gay people to get married. In fact, they supported banning gay marriage in California in 2008. So
the Mormons specifically?
Oh, yeah. Hmm. Yeah. And so I have to wonder, if you really believe that a government has the right to declare that marriage between a man and a woman is the only form of marriage, what does it say about your ancestors who practiced polygamy? Are they suddenly criminals?
Well, that's the weird thing about, I feel like Riley and I can get into lots of conversations about the Mormon Church, but that's one thing I just find really strange about the fact that people are still out there being Mormon. It's like, you completely understand that it's terrible to tell black people that they're evil, right? Well, how do you explain that the church used to do that? That's just, I mean, like, did God change his mind?
Well, the argument is made that the Lord chose to change us, to give us this revelation because the people have finally changed. And I don't know if I buy that. I think the leadership...
Black people finally changed?
No, the people, like, the average person finally changed their attitude towards race. Because, you know, growing... The 1830s America was a time when black people were seen as inferior. And, you know, I guess the people's hearts had to change before black people could be given the priesthood, which is, you know, in Mormonism, the priesthood is this authority to act in God's name. And there were a few people ordained to the priesthood in Joseph Smith's day, but that practice ended with Brigham Young and began again in 1978 when Spencer W. Kimball allegedly receives a revelation from God that this needs to be discontinued. Wow. And I say...
1978. That's pretty late, actually.
I know, and it's insane. And I'm glad that happened. I'm glad people are making progress. But let's be realistic. This didn't come because of a revelation from God. It came because people were being persecuted and the church could not survive if black people weren't allowed to have the priesthood, because the gospel is supposed to go to the entire world, not just white people,
mm-hmm.
not just the white European race. And finally, black people can hold the priesthood and participate in full membership with a church. Great. But let's be realistic. Let's realize that, you know, our church leaders have said some stupid things in the past. And it's about time we apologize and say, wait a minute, we need to get over this nonsense. And we need to start treating individuals like individuals, more like Jesus would. More like the Savior Jesus Christ would, if you believe in Jesus Christ. Now, I am not religious any longer. I hold a different set of beliefs. But at the same time, I think that if you were to truly claim that you follow Jesus Christ, then you better follow Jesus Christ. You better follow his example like you are really following his example.
Yep, and love your neighbor. Whenever the disciples asked Jesus, then who's my neighbor, doesn't he say everyone in the
yeah,
world?
Yeah, pretty much. And, you know, the story of the Good Samaritan is an interesting story because, you know, it's this Samaritan going down to... It's not the Samaritan. My bad. So yeah. It's this stranger taking a trip somewhere to a road from Jerusalem to Jericho. And going from Jerusalem to Jericho back in those days was quite a trip. And the man fell among thieves, the story says, and was beaten. Well, guess who passed by? A priest. A priest who was supposed to work in the temple, which is the holiest place for the Jewish people. A Levite who, in the Jewish custom, held the priesthood and exercised the rights to act in God's name on behalf of the people. These people passed by. Do you know who stopped? The Samaritan. The Samaritan was the outcast in Jewish society. The Samaritans. And I think Jesus, assuming that he really told this story, I think Jesus is trying to illustrate a point. And the point is, we need to treat our fellow men like fellow men. Instead, we are not treating them like fellow men. We're treating gay people like they're horrible sinners and going to hell. We're treating trans people like they're horrible people. And, you know, admittedly, some people are taking this possibly too far. But still, let's try and lead with empathy as much as possible.
Yeah, but I really do think that's a really nice story, a parable or whatever from the Bible.
I agree.
It's one that shows a really good side of the stuff that people could learn from Christianity, but a lot of them choose not to, such as just treat everyone as your neighbor and treat your neighbor as yourself. Well, moving on, that's not what they're doing in Russia. It says the raids on these gay clubs, I guess it was three clubs, came a day after Russia's Supreme Court declared what it described as the LGBT public movement, declared them an extremist organization and banned its activities across the country. The ruling was prompted by a motion from the Justice Ministry, although no such organization exists as a legal entity. Russia's constitution was changed in 2020 to make it clear that marriage meant a union between a man and a woman. Same-sex unions are not recognized in Russia. And as Riley points out, no state has the real right
absolutely.
To do that.
Yeah.
In recent years, the country's LGBT community has come under increasing pressure from the authorities, says the BBC's Steven Rosenberg in Moscow. In 2013, a law was adopted prohibiting propaganda of non-traditional sexual relations aimed at minors. Last year, those restrictions were extended to all age groups in Russia. References to LGBT people have been deleted from books, films, advertisements
wow.
and TV shows. That's
see, like,
crazy.
I know they were, because I heard something a while ago that Putin was, like, trying to outlaw publicly, like, public displays of affection
yeah.
for gay people, but
yeah.
I didn't know they were, like, scrubbing
yeah.
it well, from, like, all media and everything. I mean, that's great. Like, how do you even do that?
I think Russia is also an Orthodox Christian religion-based
yeah.
society, so I have to wonder if this is based on a religious...
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It says, earlier this month, one Russian TV channel discolored a rainbow in a Korean pop video to avoid being accused of violating the gay propaganda law.
Rainbows aren't gay.
Well,
Like, they're a natural phenomenon.
Yeah, they are.
I would like to know what pop video in, like...
The gay people definitely use the rainbow for their symbol.
Absolutely.
But the rainbow's been used for thousands of years.
You mean the
it's a naturally occurring
movement?
Phenomenon.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean? I heard somebody else say that today, too. Like, somebody had a rainbow tie on, and this woman is, like, extremely, like, Christian, homophobic, whatever. And she's like, what, are you gay? And they were like, no, I'm not. I'm just wearing
a rainbow tie.
A rainbow.
I mean, yeah. Why not? Why not wear a rainbow tie if you want to?
Well, and it's like... Anything.
If you
it's just weird.
Everything
about that is weird to be like, are you gay?
Yeah, it's just...
What are you,
like,
gay?
What? Like, what?
And even if they are, who cares?
That's the thing. It's like, why... It's just so straight. Like, why does it even matter? You know what I mean? Like...
I would think that we were past people walking up to other people saying, what are you, gay, for your clothing?
Yeah.
Well, that's all we have from that story. It is pretty interesting that they're going full force on something so silly in the middle of, like, being in an actual war. But that's all we have from that story from Russia. We have
they're a monopoly, right? So they have, what am I trying to say? They're a massive, massive government, right? So they have plenty of other government officials to do all of these, you know, horrible things simultaneously. They have plenty of people for the war. They have plenty of people for the other war against their own people. You know what I mean? Like, it's just like the United States, right? It's like, you're like, how can the United States, like, do all of these, like, awful atrocities all at once?
Yeah.
They have plenty of goons to disperse on the population.
I'm glad you pointed
that out
because... Last time I brought up this story about Russia imprisoning this woman who's an artist who just was questioning the war.
Oh.
Well, when I brought that up on the show before, I got a comment on Odyssey and somebody was like, you idiots, why don't you pay attention to your own country? America's not so great. Like, I guess they were a Russian.
Oh,
and it's
they
like
were confused.
We point that out all the time. So
it's like, don't get it twisted. We also hate the United States government.
Absolutely.
We hate them first and foremost.
Oh, they're the easiest ones to hate because
we hate them first.
They are the closest things to us to hate. It's a criminal gang. It's a criminal gang trying to occupy a territory and demand that we pay tribute to them. I don't pay tribute to you. Who are you?
Well, that's the thing, right? So, like, I'm sorry. The Russian government has never technically wronged me,
right?
The United States government, in many different ways, has, like, actually attacked me and people
literally,
that I love.
They came to your house and broke down your door and... Took your current husband away from... Well, I don't know if they took him away from you, but...
They pointed a gun at him and almost shot him.
Yeah.
I mean...
What a bunch of nice people. Isn't the U.S. government so great, Nikki? They'll point a gun at your husband.
Yeah, and then this person on the comments is like, your government's not so great.
It's because that's the only way they can think.
Trust me. We know.
It's like if we're talking about how Russia's bad, we must love some other team. There's some other team.
No, we don't
like
love other
hate
teams.
All governments all at once.
We want to work on becoming less tribalistic as people.
Yeah, but we see this all the time. And I point to this out on the show a lot where people are like, they have that like duopoly mentality. And it's like all they can see is like left versus right, us versus them, black and white. Like they can't comprehend that we could ever believe in something other than either being a leftist or you know, either you're a conservative or you're a liberal. Like, they can't fathom anything beyond that.
Where did you get that third opinion?
Yeah.
I didn't see it issued.
Well, and that's the thing, too. And it's like someone can, you know, like you can, I mean, yes, there's like a spectrum, but it's like I bounce from the left and the right on many issues.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh,
it's like a lot of people on the left are like, you're a conservative because you like guns and whatever. And you know, you don't vaccinate your kids. And a lot of people on the right are like, oh, my God, you're a leftist because you don't hate people for being gay.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Why should I hate people for being gay or trans? They're not forcing their ideology on me.
It's just like I can't wrap my mind around this. But if anyone's ever seen my Twitter, I'm obviously like an anarchist. And this girl that goes to high school with me. She texted me on Twitter one day and just said, can I ask you a question? I was like, sure. And she was like, are you a Republican?
And you're like, I've never been more offended in my life. It's also like really funny because in the grand, like in the, on the spectrum of libertarianism, anarchistness, Bonnie is so far from being like conservative or on the right. Like you're probably more left on most issues.
Right. And that's why it's just so crazy that people don't have, it's not like I want everybody that ever existed to have like this supreme interest in political ideology and know exactly what I am. But the idea of looking at me in any way and thinking I'm a Republican is crazy.
Also, I would be so wildly offended if you said that to me.
Now that you're a radio talk show host, you know, you kind of have a different persona because you're commenting on political issues more as a libertarian rather than just
living my life.
I think there was a period here on the show where like the left, so to speak, was doing just like a lot of like wild stuff, and I feel like we were critiquing, you know, like we kind of go back and forth on who we're critiquing, but like don't get it twisted, we're critiquing everyone.
When the Republicans come into the majority again, I'm sure we'll be critiquing them as well and calling them statists and all sorts of things.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but it was mostly leftists during like COVID era.
Yes, like when they were
having to talk about.
Yeah,
right. Actually, trying to take people's right to control their own body away,
which is so ironic.
Very ironic.
My body, my choice.
Yeah. Right.
But I think that also, like that whole thing, kind of brought a lot of conservatives over, and now they think they're libertarians,
they're going to discover they're not libertarians like we are.
Not quickly. Not quick enough.
Yeah.
Well, we have this other story from APnews.com. Many Americans say their household expenses are outpacing earnings this year.
Ooh.
It's from a poll.
Well, this is what inflation does.
This
is what happens, ladies and gentlemen, when your government is in lockstep or enslaved to a bank. This bank has now printed trillions of dollars, and those dollars are circulating through the economy. Well, guess what? The dollar becomes less and less. It becomes worth less. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
Right.
I saw a post from this girl who uses some sort of, like, grocery delivery thing, and she recreated an order that she had ordered on her grocery app from early 2020. That price was $96. So she recreated the same exact order today, and it was like $200 and something.
Whoa.
From
2020, you said?
From 2020.
Wow.
I don't know what area she was in, but anyway, like, just the fact that that could happen is, like, absolutely outrageous, and I believe it. I mean, like, I went to Aldi the other day, and I think we spent, like, $160, and I'm not buying a lot of, like, expensive processed stuff. Like, I'm kind of getting, like, it was more than we usually get, but it's mainly, like, meat, vegetables, you know, like, we're not getting the expenses. It's Aldi.
Yeah.
Like, this isn't, like, an expensive grocery store. This is, like, the cheapest place you can get your groceries.
Yeah, you gotta try to spend $120 at Aldi, I'm gonna say.
Yeah, it's crazy.
But, yeah, a lot of people are feeling the same way. It says about 2 in 3 Americans say their household expenses have risen over the last year, but only about 1 in 4 say their income has increased in that same period. According to a new poll from the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research, as household expenses outpace earnings, many are expressing concern about their financial futures. Yeah, well, if you're not getting a raise and you're making the same amount of money and prices are going up for things you need, that's going to eventually become a problem.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, it's easy for us to say, well, maybe you should try saving more. But, you know, realistically now, it's hard to say that because inflation is a huge problem. Wages are not going up. And generally, people are feeling the struggle. And if people want to claim that Bidenomics is solving America's problems, I would like to see the evidence.
Yeah.
Show me the evidence. Show me the paperwork. Show me the documentation that the economy is so much better than it was 3 years ago.
I mean, honestly, sometimes I get like, you guys are just being so annoying, complaining about being poor. I get in that mind state sometimes because there are definitely people who are just like lazy, don't want to work, don't want to do anything to get themselves out of their situation. But it's also, I really understand at the same time that there are people who are working a job and not making enough money to either make ends meet at all, or all they can afford to do with their life is eat, sleep, go to work, and nobody wants to do that.
Yeah.
It's becoming harder and harder to criticize people for just being poor and say, oh, well, you should save money.
Yeah, it's like, oh, well, if you stopped eating avocado toast and stopped ordering coffees before work, maybe you wouldn't be,
that's what the boomers say.
Living in poverty.
Yeah, that's what the boomers say, but, I think it's important to have luxuries every once in a while, and I'm not going to criticize people for wanting to buy a coffee every day if that's what they want to do.
That's also, I'm sorry, what they're spending on coffee or going out to eat is not going to even make a dent in the inflation. You know what I mean? It's like, if you can't afford rent, I'm sorry, not buying a coffee every day isn't going to make you able to afford rent.
Yeah.
It's not, that's not how math works. When your rent goes up $500, the Dunkin' Donuts isn't gonna, isn't gonna fix that.
Right.
Yeah, there were definitely times back in, before 2020 where I would just start to feel like I can't, continue on like this. I'm working full-time in a hotel, getting towels for other people. I was front desk, but they'll still come to you and be like, I need a new towel. And I need this and that. And it's doing that only with my life, going home, going to sleep, waking up and doing it again. And it would just be absolutely, I can't do this anymore level. That's why I would always end up quitting jobs and going and doing Uber Eats, because I'm not stuck in the same building all day. So I really do understand people who are struggling with this, and people who say things like, we weren't meant to work 9 to 5 every single day and pay taxes and then die. I understand that.
Oh, I agree. I completely agree. We're not meant to just slave our lives away to some other person, pay taxes, which you shouldn't be paying anyway if you're willing to push it a little bit, but and die. I mean, there's more to life than this, and we as a humanity have forgotten that there's more to life. We have to get outside, touch grass, hang out in nature every once in a while, and really learn who we really are instead of just hanging out in some cubicle.
And I think if people wanted safety less and wanted their freedom more, then they would even find those situations easier to find. 603-283-6160. More on this coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.